We're continuing our shu'urim on Binyan Ariel. We explained, there's a lot of new people here, so we're going to explain again that the pshat over here, Binyan Ariel, was written by Rav Yaakov Hillel, and it was sort of an introductory guide into what we call the Pnimius HaTorah. So the Pnimius HaTorah is, the pshat is that, as we know, there's something called Pardes, Pshat, Remes, Tus, and Sod. And this is sort of and even in Pardes, we find in Pardes, as we know. So sort of a paldis to paldis, meaning like this, that even if we discuss the soul, this kilo, the pnimius HaTorah, that what we're going to be discussing is the soid of the paldis, but even in soid there's a paldis. So we're going to be discussing the pshat shebesod, the pshat shebesod. You have remes shebesod, and you have tu shebesod, and then you have sod shebesod, right? But we're going to be learning the pshat shebesod. Now, I explained last week, I'm just going to go over this a little bit, is that in the Mahalchim of Pnimius HaTorah, there's four basic Mahalchim in Pnimius HaTorah. The four basic Mahalchim are, you have the Baal Shem. The Baal Shem that looks at the, I'm not going in a particular order, but you have the Baal Shem. Again, the Ik of Ik is all the Arizal. His Arizal opened up all this Chochmas Pnimius for us. But without him, it's very difficult to go into the Rishonim, the Ramban and the Ravid and the earlier sources, the Rebbe of the Ramban, Rav Yisrael Megonad, and all these are very, very cryptic, very, very, they're very short in the words, and they're very, very hard to understand. And then the Zohar and all these Pirushim, Bahir and the Sefer Yetzirah, and all these various Ksavim that we have are very difficult to make out, Pashut. It's only the Arizal, came along and started to open up the Sforim. Even the Ramak, which was before him, he only sort of opened it up, but not the Protius. I will see you later on when we get into that, that there was a fine dividing line between the Ramak's learning, the way the Ramak was learning in these Nyonim, and the Arizal. The Ramak learned more but Tov, we'll explain what that means. And then the Arizal took it a step further and went to what's called the Tikkun. We'll see, there's a fine dividing line in Chochmas and Emes. There's something called the Tov, and then it swifts itself into what's called the Tikkun. That's the Inyan. So the Arizal is the building block for all these things. Then you have four Gedoyli Adol that came after that and started to bring the Farish the Arizal, because even the Arizal Be'etzim is very difficult to understand. It's all relative. We're saying the Zohar is very difficult, and therefore the Arizal is very simple compared to that. But when it comes to us, for us to open up in Etz Chaim Lamosh, or any of the Shemona Sha'arim, it's very difficult. We don't understand what he's talking about. So we need the later Achroinim, I mean, we're talking about people 400 or 500 years ago, to come along, 350 years ago, 150 years ago, to Mamash to come explain us the Arizal. So there are four different Mahalchim we explained last week. One Mahalch is the Baal Shem Tov, that explains takes down the Arizal into a more poshte oifen that we can understand how to use it in the everyday life. That's the... They avoid this Hashem, how to ben odom no chaveru, ben odom no odom, ben odom no mokum, how to mishtamish in all these yediyah klolis that we receive from the Arizal, how to mamish, how to use it with poem. And then you have somebody called Ramchal, everybody's heard of, it takes it more into the Hanhoga, the Hanhoga of the Eivishtha. Let's analyze the Hanhoga of the Eivishtha. How does he feel always the world, and what can we learn from that? Shkofa Protis, Shkofa Protis, Klolis, these different inyonim, Moshe v'Nimshel. And then you have the Gaon of Vilna and his Talmidim of Chaim Vital, Chaim Ben Olshan, and you have his Talmid, which is called of Isaac Chava, and his Pirush Pisrei Sha'arim. That Mefarish, the Gaon is mamish between this inyon of the Ramchal and the fourth sheet that we'll discuss in a minute. But they're more in Yir Shemaim, Yiras Roimim, to define what's up there and to look at it and to Mamish Mispol and to have a Yir Shemaim and do their voice Lashem api that. It's more of a Pshat. It's also in Sod. And then the fourth Mahalach is what we call the Rashash. Okay, no particular order. The Rashash is of Shalom Sharabi, who lived around 350 years ago. He was a Rosh Hashiva of Beis El, and there he. There was other Rosh Hashivas before him, but the Rashash really opened up the Kitva Arizal, Api Pshat. The Ainu, the way we learn Eshtikul Gemara, the way we learn anything Shvalpeh, Chsav, we take it apart, Mafalfe, we'll analyze it, we use our Bina, we really analyze every single word, we find Stiras, we Miyashiv, all this Mahalach Halim we'll find Alpi Pshat, Alpi Rashash. We call it Alpi Rashash. And Be'emes, all Mahalchim are correct. All Mahalchim are correct. Really, to have a Shlom in the Avodah of Hashem, you need all four Mahalchim. All four Mahalchim. Avada, all the Gedolim have to learn Pshat first. This is the thing is learning Hashkocha and Hanhoge and all these Halige and Yonim, Avodah of Hashem, and try to bring it down if you don't have the building block to learn Toshit Taitz of the words, what's going on over here. So that's the Mahalach we're going to be learning, Poshut Pshat, and discussing how to analyze and how to learn Pshat and Miyashiv, various steers that is brought up over here. That's going to be the Mahalach that we're going to be learning here. Okay, so Bekitzur is going to be Al Pi the Rashash. Good. So saying that, we're going to read over what we started this introductory guide into the Chochmas of Pnimius, Em Tashem Nasi Benasir. So it says over here, Daf Lamed Gimel, in Binyan Riyah Perek Aleph, Hakdomas Klolus Beinyan Aholomas V'Sviras Apartzufim V'Inyan Elokus B'Pirud Moshul Nimshol Azoros Ison Hash and Hash Shama. Well, it's a long shopping list here, as we say. There's a lot of Inyan here, and we'll try to define each one as we go along. All right, Tachlis Manida Bach Shulon Nidach. תכלית הידיעה בבור ידבור הוא לדע שאין שום הסוגג בו שערי אין שייך עם בו מסוגג גבול כלל לא במוקם, לא בזמן, לא בכוח, לא ביכולוס ופושש באין סוף שהוא ולא גבולוס כאורוס שמו אין שום הסוגג כלל So that's the Eshter Aleph And the Leshem explains, the Leshem Shmo Lachloma explains various pieces in the beginning of the Sefer Biurim. He wrote four different Sforim, Biurim, Hagdom Shorim, Adi and Klolim. In Biurim, at the beginning of the Sefer over there in Yosha, Igulim Yosha, he writes that there's four, basically three different Madregas. One first Madregas we have to understand is the Atzmius of Hashem. The Atzmius of Hashem we don't speak about Bechalal. In Saga Klum, we have no Saga Bechalal. We can't even use any words to describe. We can't say it's an ensof, it's rigvul, it's whatever word you want to use, yudke vavke, ekes, shakais. There's no word bechlan for the atzmius Hashem. And everybody is masking to all the Ephraim, I'm masking to this, that this will sound a bit interesting to you, but in all Chochmas Emes, what we describe in the Tchaim, in any sefer you pick up of the Ariza, we never speak about the Eivishter. Which you think is counterintuitive, as because when you're learning Chochmas Emes, you're learning the Pnimius of the Torah, you speak about the Eivishter. But the Emes is, he's Lemala Min HaKol. Lemala, Afilu Min HaKol Limudin that we have, the Arizah and the Rishonim. Nobody, anybody spoke about the Eivishter because there's no words pushing for it. Okay, that's the first, that's the Aleph base of Aleph base in Chochmas of Pnimius here. Now, so, do you mind just closing the door? Well, I suppose, yeah. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Okay. So the that is the first hakdomah that somebody has to be makir. That that we the atmius of just this door. Do you mind this door as well? Yeah, that door as well. Yeah. Okay. So that's the hakdoma, the gdolok domas, and this for this answers a lot of steals we'll find, a lot of questions we'll find is why, and this is one of the tools that we give. We're not talking about the atmius. We're talking about creation from the atmius. And what is the second level that the Leshen speaks about? And it's not only the Leshen, Shomei Munim, others Beit Lechem Yehuda. Kiram Shloim, they all speak about this as well. Pachas Yitzchak, they speak about this level. It's called the Ensof. The Ensof, Ensof in English, we translate as infinity. There's no, not only does Ensof and Haschol. There's no Haschol Ensof. We don't know when it starts. We don't know when it ends. It's just this Ispashtus. The Ispashtus of what we call the Ensof. The Ensof, whatever that is, we'll describe that maybe later on. That's the second level, and then we have something which is called the All Ensof. The Or and so. Write another Giloi of of the ispashtas, of the ispashtas. Dainu, let's give a moshel hedyot. For example, if you look at the sun, the cat, you can't bechlal come close to the sun. You come to the sun, you just be burned up. There's no kesher between us and the sun. We can't get close enough to metaya what is the sun. But rather, we can understand through the rays of the sun. We're nene from the rays of the sun. So it's not the sun, but it's the rays of the sun. The ispashtas from the sun. So that's what we discussed. That's what we call the Ein Sof. And from there, we can something, let's say, breaks through the clouds, and you have another ispashtas of the rays. That's called the Ol Ein Sof. It's a vayter gilui of the Eibishter. So what we're going to be speaking about in Chochmas HaEmes is be'etzim the Ol Ein Sof. What it is a third level in this, what we call the gilui elikus. Gilui elikus. We have to understand that. Okay, let's go right there. Now, ma'ayin ha'matoros yehudim shel yedias chochmas kabbalah. Now, what do we expect to learn in chochmas kabbalah? What b'chlat we're going to get out of this? V'agam she'ein sof ein lanu bo shum hasog of esi klal. V'agam, we're talking about the ein sof, right? Even now we have no hasogam. V'kol she'omu chazal v'chagiga resh perek beis kol ha'misak v'av devorim eilu ru'i lo shelo bar lo'ilam. We don't ask questions what happened before, what happened after, what's behind, what's above. The call dagos elu hen boros ala hiyos insof me'ever lekol mitzios kayim. It's lemal min hasagah b'chala. Hine yehuda shel chokhmas kabbalah hu levaya. So what's the tachlis of kabbalah then? Oh, it's levaya. This is an important word. So we're just going to analyze what is there. What is there? Al pi mesoras Torahs Yisrael mukvelas mitzinai. This is a chelik. Chochmas Kabbalah is a chelik of Torah, and there's a chiyuv to learn kol haTorah kula. And this is where people are not mafshir, but not maybe in the makir v'chashivas in the hakdom of Yitzchayim. Rav Chaim Vital writes over there. It's mavul avarai, and you should see what he writes over there. But the chiyuv of learning pnimas haTorah is gogo choshev. Ad kevikach yichozem migilgul. That somebody who does not tries to learn this chelik haTorah, right? And this is the chelik haTorah. It says mekabelus miSinai. This is the chelik from the Torah, the same Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu receives from Sinai. He also received the pnimis and vibal. There's a chiyuv on the pshat. There's a chiyuv on the pnimis. At gilui mitziyosa, we have to learn. We're going to learn about the gilui mitziyosa, as we learned, I just said very quickly about what's called the Or and Sof, which is the gilui of the mitzias of Hashem. We saw the yichudu shel bo yisborach bitzchabru el haolam. So one is mitzad mileela letata. The Hainu, the Eibishter is the Zohar says malik kol almin and saviv kol almin. This these two inyanim, right? The Eibishter is saviv kol almin, and it's also malik kol almin. He's in everything and he's around everything. That's called the yichud Hashem. There's nothing, no mokum which is pondo Hashem. Okay, we're going to describe how does that look. How does that relate to us? The second thing we're going to understand is the hischabos. How do we connect to Hashem b'chlal? How do we connect to Hashem? And this is where the pshat comes in very handy. Explains to us through various is mevaya lemoshel through the tefillas or through mitzvah the person does. How does the person get a kesher to the Eibishter? What exactly is done?
The process how we get the connection.
Yeah, the process through how we get to this connection. Ve'ech bore et olam. And how exactly the Eibishter created everything? You know, we're here, we see everything around us, but we have to understand that there's a lot happened between the initial creation of the spiritual worlds and us. How did that happen then? Ishtar shlus of olam, it's called. Now, the one shlab is called the Bria. One is the Eibush that creates. And there's another thing, the ongoing creation, the Mechaye Shabo. Tachle Siba Bria, so why we were created. Oifen Ishtar Shalusam B'madrega, Greyesam Lepchoti Ribu Revol Shalomons Ein Mispa. And we'll see how the Ishtar Shalus comes about. The idea is called Poti Nahem in Yonehem Besod Shio Komoso Shal Yosef Bereshis. We're going to see how this all came about, this idea, this mitzvah, the Yedata Hashem, which is very important. We're going to learn about the Shmoiseihem v'kinuyehem. We're going to learn, we see a lot of names in Tefillah and Doshim, Eke, Havaya, Shakai, Kel. One Bechlar, what's the difference? Manaf Kamina, you know, Hashem is Hashem. Well, why so many different names? What does it represent? Chote b'chinos an hoga hayotzes v'nimshochos mehem, and everything which comes out from him, ele nivroim atachtonim, and how they attach themselves to us, and how we attach ourselves from on high. V'achazir, after this, we're going to learn melamedes otanu chochmas hakabole v'das gam sedo ofen tikulim v'ishtal shelusam shel kol elu v'ishtalmusam. That's a shekol elu apchote olamos. We're going to learn something very important called the shvira. The shvira is what we call the pinnacle point of what creates the tzmitzias that we live in. And through this chisorum, which is called the shvira, we're enabled to therefore play a part in oisim ma'aseh bereishis mamish, in order to rebuild the worlds and to be mashli them through a process called tikkunim. We'll speak about that as well. Heach nitkrim mikoach mitzvos ma'aseh toivim shel Yisrael, and how these are mitzvos and tefillah come into play bechlal in this tikkun process. Kol mitzvah kfi bechinosa bepratis v'shosha ashir komos elyonim mitchalik l'ramach evorim shesans agidim. Why do we have so many evorim, so many gidim, and how that connects to the 660 mitzvahs? I b'diuk, not api musa, not api machshava, but api what's called the chokhmas emes. V'chein atfilos v'amitzvahs akshors b'hem metakenos et klolos ha'oilom b'chinas hayamim v'zmanim. We'll see this different facets that come into play, something which is called Patsus Hayamim, Patsus Hazmanim. We'll get into those details as well. Ha'ochim v'nitzkonim miyom liyom l'shvur, l'shvur m'shvur l'chod l'shvur l'chod l'shana m'shana l'shana l'shmita m'shmita l'shmita l'yovel ad l'gmar kol ashita al v'shnin. We know we're given a kitzva. We know that we're here to make a tikkun, which is referred to as the shvira, as this kilkul that happened for our tzorich, for us to come about in order to become a shituf with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're given a kitzvah for 6,000 years, and after that, all this tikkun will be done, and that ushers the Mashiach automatically. I will explain why is that. Why attack it automatically? The Mashiach has to come. V'chein bad bevad imitikum alomus ledas erch nitkenim gol pchoti b'chinas neshamas. Now, besides us interacting with these, what we call the birurim, what we call the olamas, how do we fix the worlds and how they come in contact with us, is also we have to realize another bechina, which is called our neshamas. Our neshamas in our gufim also need various tikkunim. We're going to see how that comes into place. What needs a tikkun? How does the tikkun happen? Shem shisha b'ribo pote nishmas Yisrael mikabel nishita alfe shinin da pote ad alamas shem kululos mitchilos kulam b'odom rishon v'nifkumu b'cheto omehem nistalku omehem noflu v'nifkumu omehem nitmu b'tocha klippas. We saw originally that there was one Odom called Odom Rishon, and he did a chet. And through his chet, taka, all these nitzutzos, the Zohar tells us that all the 600,000 nitzutzos were included in the neshama of Adam Rishon. When he was chet, all the nitzutzos fell down to klipa, and which is the lower world, and the tafkid is to raise ourselves from these lower worlds up to the higher worlds. Okay, so that's the part and parcel of the tikkun of the neshamas. V'gam nifkumus neshama shuv v'shuv alidei aver she'osim b'nei adam, and the fact that we do chas v'shalom more averus that deepens the neshamas, the bechinas, these what we call these nitzutzos into this mokum called the klipa. V'lechem hem isgalus pam achar pam kifi an mitzrich aleihem kedei ad sheitukenu bekol pigmehem v'ishtalmu b'shleimas kol nitzutzos v'shua komas shleima v'achida v'tari gavorim gidim al dekiyum tair mitzvah. So that we're going to see that using, by doing mitzvahs and avoid the Hashem, that's going to galate to us by learning about this process, what we call derech emes, derech pnimis emes, how we mishtamish through these mitzvahs, how this is going to be our tool in order to elevate all these shiva kelim in the next world. Now, there's two in Yonim called Maise Bereshis and Maise Mekova. We find that the Mishnah in Chagiga speaks about. What's the difference between Maise Bereshis and Maise Mekova? So he says as follows: Kol Elu Yedir Shapote Alomos VeSidre Tikunehem VeAlide Mitzvos VeTfilos VeKavanosehem VeOfnei Asiyosem BiDiuk Al Pi Kabbalah. וכן ידיעס פירוש המקרוס ממר חזר לאור הקדומס הקבולה וידיעס והסוגס בחינס כל הנברום שבעולם התחתם כפי שחושה בחינוסיהם למעלה כולם כלולוס בכלל ידעת חוכמה ידיעס חוכמס הקבולה. This is the idea, this is what he's going to call it in a minute, my separations is a mitzvah, ידעת is Hashem on all בחינס, not only as the Poshuk Shat, but also the Amkus as well. V'inzbaru kol ilu yasoydes b'kitzvei Ariza le'orkom v'lorochvam v'gam hem nikroem b'fni b'pi ha'chazal ma'is ha'bereshit. This is called ma'is ha'bereshit. This is the mitzvah of Yedat as Hashem, which is described le'orkom v'lorochvam in the Kitzvei Ariza. We'll see the multiple Kitzvei Ariza that were published. It's also a pele out to see, it's a mamish nes. All the ksavim al Ariza was found on the ground in Geniza. Mamish people just happened to find them, came out of popping out of nowhere. Interesting stories, you can read about them in the Chido, Bamareches, Ariza, or the Machol. It speaks about how all the ksavim, Medur Kama, Medur Tinyona, Medur Basra, how they came about, and how they made up the Eretz Chaim. Interesting stories. Mamash Nisim in Florida. Anyway, the core point from that, the Ariza is Megalatas, the Yediyah Shabo, which is a mitzvah min haTorah. The other in is Maise Merkava. In and Maise Merkava, who Yediyas Oifin, the Sedi Hit Kad Shois, Aodon Bekoach, Avoidoso Es Hashem. Yeah, this is talking about the avoid, it's actually the practical use of this theory. Betolos and mitzvahs v'tikun amamidos, ad shemizdachech mizachech et chomo umafshito. This is not some a theoretical knowledge, but rather somebody can apply it practically and is able to what we call zichuch haguf, and he's right over here. A person can actually mispash it from his guf. We know that we're not actually only in this world. We have something which is called the our shorosh, or when the neshamas are up in the and higher worlds, as we'll discuss. So somebody with the right kavanas, with the right yira tara, can actually, as he says over here, can be mispashit from his roof and to mikash himself to his shorosh neshama lemala ad dveikus bo yizborach. Interesting.
So seeing these two things, Master Precious and Master Mekova, seems to be saying that Master Precious is more of the intellectual learning about it.
Yediyah, this is more
practical meditation or whatever.
Yeah. That's Pshat Maise Bereshis, the Reshis Shabo. That's the beginning of the Yediyah that you have to have, and then you can go to the Maise. V'chen Yediyah said Aliyoso Bekavanosam Bekavanos Bekavanos. Kavanos, the Yehudim, the Tfilos, the Techinos, the Bakoshos, Der Shari, Pitche, Olomos, the Der Shurehem, Hembi, Yadias, the Hechech, Akoros Proti, Amadregos, the Embi, Yadias, Shemois, the Koidish, the Mushosh, and the Kol Madrega, the Ofen, Pesicha, Shari. So what is he saying? He's saying that a person will be able to have knowledge of Kavanos, Yehudim. The big difference between them, Kavanas and Yehudim, Kavanas is more applicable to the to mitzvahs, tefillah, that we find that the Anshei Knesset the Gedoyle or Mesaken all the tefillahs and mitzvahs wasn't stam al pi pshat, but again there was a sod behind them. Those are the various Kavanas al pi sod, and that is what we call Kavanas. Yehudim is more. Is on a higher level than Kavanos. Actually, the Yehudim It's quoted in the Shifra Ari that the Arizal told the Rav Chaim Vital that he should stop learning Torah, but rather he should mechaber Yichudim. Interesting enough. And when Rav Chaim Vital questioned him, he said, "Well, stop learning Torah. What do you mean?" He says, "You understand? The whole topic of learning Torah is miyachid Yichudim. So if you go glide to the miyachid Yichudim, you don't have to learn Torah. This is lemalim in the Torah. This is the words of Arizal."
Is this all to do with this Masa Merkava Chedek? Was it to do with meditation and spashtus from the Guf?
So I know, you're putting a stackle on the Dej and Shemus, and it's not something we'll be learning, but this is not something we teach, taught in Rabin, but this is Tam, he's telling a Yudia Kloli of the Zinyonim over here.
It says this second thing Masa Merkava is only for very special people.
I didn't say that. Somebody was everybody's special. I mean, put it to that way. Everybody's special. Everybody can reach these madrigas. It's not. It's called Zichuch HaGuf, and then you enter a world called Kavanas HaYichudim, which again, it's not to be really taught in public. Kol Ponim. So he's just telling you, like you said, a Yedia Kloli of the whole package deal. What comes along with these ideas. And the ideas of Shemot Kodesh, we spoke about, is that, well, we understand all the different Shemas, how to Mechavim. Again, Poshu Pshat in Tefillah, we're not talking any Goyes and Madrigas. Now, the Ofnei Psichas Sha'arim, we'll see there's different, what we call Hecholos Sha'arim, that are open during Tefillah. Now, again, this is poshut taich of the of tefillah, you know, pirsha milim. So not poshut pshat milim, but rather the sod pshat milim. Ad aliyas neshamas lidabik beyotzro kedei limshoch milimala shefa asogas nivuos besoidas haTorah v'yedat v'yedias atidios. It's telling the ultimate in some is actually as Mamish Medabik to the Eivishter Yistaki has a direct line, as we say to the Eivishter the Hainu, that we what was called is called a process called Mad Uman is our connection on high. The Hainu, all we have to do basically is make a call to the Oilama Elyonim, and that opens up the Sha'arim, and that descends upon us Shefa. Again, this is all done through Tefillah. This is you go through the Dalek Chalokim of Tefillah, from the High Brachas until Baruch Shema until the beginning of Shemona Esra. Those are the worlds of Asiyah and Yetzira Bri and Atzilus, and that elevates a person. That is the elevation that he's speaking about here. It's called the Is Oirus Militata Le'ela, and that automatically makes the Is Oirus Mile'ela Tata. We initiate the process, and that brings the Shefa Milimata. That's basically the Indian over here. Okay, let's go back to the Yosha of the Hashem be Kavanas be Yehudim Kenal Gormim be Maseyem le Keshe Kol Olam Zev Zev. That's what we call. That's the essence of Yehudim. Bezim Yehudim is Loshen Yehud, and what we want to do is make from the Pild Yehud, and that's basically the difference between Pshat, learning Pshat, and learning Chochmas Emes. Because in Pshat, the Pshat is in Pshat is that we try to not to make stealers by making chilukim. The Ainu Beit Shammai says Azoi, and Beis Hillel says Azoi. So the Teretz is talking about two different cases. He's talking Azoi, he's talking Zoh. Shnei din. We all know that. Chochmas HaKabbalah is actually the opposite. We try to miyashiv all things and say it's all one thing. It's not two different things, but rather the same thing looked at two different vantage points. This is talking either le'ela le'tata, le'tata le'ela, or he's talking from the right to left, right to left to right. We try to miyashiv, and we do miyashiv all things, bringing everything back to yichud. That's the basic difference between learning chochmas apnimius and learning pshat. That's the basic difference.
Is this also the difference between master precious and master merkava?
No, it's just telling the idea of Allah.
Okay.
And therefore that's the ganze inyan of tefillah, maisim, toivim, and everything else that the Davish has told us to do is to miyachid all the lomas. While the olomas is more on pirud. There shouldn't be olomas. Should be only one olam. That's yichud, right? The more olomas do we have, that means more pirud. So the yichudim chelik is to miyachid all these olomas together to make them back into one olam, not multiple.
These four olamot we are talking about.
There's infinite amount of olamas. There's infinite amount of olamas. Yeah. That's because of the pirud that the Eibishter caused. That sort of he broke it, and we have to fix it, right? The ultimate to the Rambam, the ultimate in giving tzedakah is giving an Oni a job, right? You create the job for the Oni, you know. That way, there's no busha. So you create a job, he does the job, and he feels he deserves it. Without the job, he will have nothing to do. The Eibush has given us a job to do here. He's broken something. So we'll explain what did he break exactly? And through breaking something, we can now come along and fix it and become kiviocho, make us feel as if we're shutuf. We should talk with the Eibushter in order that we can demand a tzchal. Now the kesufa, right? That we taken away, so we can demand. That's exactly what's going on here. That's why we're using Torah, Maisim Toivim, in order to do this tikkunim. Labeshu elu ve'elu v'yoru zim ze ash nish shenasim kula merkova lo'or and so. That we were miyachid everything back to the end sof. Again, these are very, very high notions, and this takes years and years, not something that a regular achas that you know start mechaber the yichud, and therefore you start flying up and start elevating tables and start, you know, lying around town. It's not going to happen. But anyway, somebody who possesses that information is not going to. Anyway, stamina.
But this is basically how the Nevi'im got their Nevuah.
Yeah, of course. There are steps. It's called Sulam Aliyah. Okay, so that's basically what we got to last week. Okay, so let's continue. Gilu Hayadir Shel Chochma Zu. Ruchnim amufshoti mikol minsiu v'demus gashmi liyos betachlis avshoto v'nivdoli nigamre mikol inyane haolam azeh agashmi. So you have to understand not to make this mistake. This is one of the first introductions we find in any introductory share or sefer that you can read about these inyanim, is not to megashim. Understand, there's two different worlds over here: the world Ruchni and the world of Gashmi. Two different worlds. Not to make a mistake. You have to understand. Saying that, the Lashem explains to us that it's called the Bitoch Choisem v'Nirsam. Right? It's like if you take an imprint, and you force it down into clay. You find that the clay takes the imprint of the thing that you're the choisim, right? It's identical. The clay will be an identical version, a bit more smudged, but that's the way it works. The ruchnis is takadi, the big choisim, and it's nirtam into this world, and that's how our world creates. So bekitzu, we are a mirror image of what's up there. But saying that, there is eino doime one to the other. Okay, because that is a completely world which is Gashmi, Ayin Lo Rasa, and this is a world which is completely, that's a world which is completely Ruchni, and this is a complete world which is Gashmi. Above us, saying that, Afo Pikein, Wurbit Selam Elokim. with the Tzelem Kiyum. Meaning that the Eibishter has given us ways to understand Him. Again, we're not talking about the Atzmius, we're talking about what was created by the Eibishter. He was given us ways to understand the Eibishter and His ways. Right? We're not talking about the Atzmius, we're talking about the Spashtus over here. The Eibishter created what's called the Merkava, and He wants us to understand His ways. He wants us to understand what is this Merkava all about. He wants us to medama, wants us to mekash ourselves to the Eibishter. So how do we do that? How about chalak? We have to have a sog in the mind and say, okay, I'm going to reach that goal. The way it's done that is built us betzelem elokim. That doesn't make pshut kamashmo that you'll see one of us up there, you know, with hands and arms. We know that the famous Rambam in the Rambam in Sefer Deah that says agam that we see in the Torah Yad Hashem Regel and the Kol Hashem and all these things. The Vagashmi is all beloshem bnei adam. All beloshem bnei adam doesn't mean pshut kamashmo. There's anything of that sort whatsoever. That's the iso hagashem. Not negashim anything we're going to see here and read about and learn about at all. V'chlal v'chlal avavos says the Shlo after became we're giving dimyonis posher to mezachas the oizen to give us an inkling of what's going on. So we see we have a hand and we're b'tzelam rakim. So we think posher the Eibishter also has a yad, right? It's faket. We bow the Eibishter has a yad. He gives us tzadimin vos adimin a mashu of a dimin what a hand is, okay? But this is not an emistic hand. Upstairs in the world of ruchnis, that's an emistic hand. We have a very very megashim chelik of this what we call a hand. Okay, that's the kesher. You understand? There's a kesher and there's absolutely no kesher whatsoever. Both at one time. This is the paradox we live in. Okay. Now,
is that what you say with the stamp and the imprint?
Yeah.
Is that the real one is the stamp, and then we just the imprint is just like a reflection?
That's right. It's like a photocopy. Photocopy is not the original. It's a vague version of the talk, right? Okay. I think we started here.
Yeah.
You want to
carry on for a couple of
minutes? Who has to be a shul? Who has to be a shul?
Yes.
Okay. Fine. So the chair will continue next time.